So pillar number two. Pillar number one is just the cycles and when to buy, etc. Pillar number two, of course, is where. Everyone loves to know where. The press. You know, you see it on the front page of the Herald and the Journal and the Globe and Mail. Whenever we release the new top 10 book, the media love it because it's a list. But the nice thing is it's an accurate list, and it has been for 10 years. This is the 8th edition of Alberta's top 10 list. And the reality is where is so important, because even in Alberta, there are towns that will not do as well as other towns. And there are neighborhoods within cities that won't do as well as other neighborhoods. And in Ontario especially, there are cities that will crash when other cities are going through the roof. Not as much here because of the money that's pouring into the province, but there are great places to buy, and then there are okay places to buy, and there are towns that will be in real estate winter for the rest of time. So, let's talk about the 12 indicators for maximum results in minimum time. There are 12 indicators for picking a town with a future, not a what? Past. I don't care about their past reputation. I don't care about anything. I'm only looking for areas that have future potential. And we've developed 12 different criteria in which to help you identify that. You have to focus on both economics, and the nice thing is you don't have to be an economic genius. My job is to do all that, a lot of that analysis. Your job is to go out there and just follow the system and find the properties that fit. Because we're going to look at two today, because let's look at two. The basic one that everybody knows, even if you've never taken economics, increase in demand. But how do you identify it? And the number one, number two is number eight on the list. The second one we'll talk about tonight, which is one of my all-time favorites, is transportation improvements. You cannot go wrong following transportation improvements. And I'm going to show you some numbers that will just blow your mind. Number three is the overall increased demand. Of the 12, number three is overall increase in demand. Now, increase in demand means people want to move and live there. It could be driven by jobs. It could be driven by lifestyle. It could be driven by transition, like Inglewood did. Suddenly it was funky. There are no prostitutes. Well, there were less prostitutes and drugs there, and people wanted to live there. Lifestyle choice. When people are moving to an area or a province or a neighborhood, that drives demand. But you have to be able to identify these demands before they start occurring. And we can do that. Higher demand, this is economics 101. Higher demand, fixed supply, value goes up. Boy, Don, thanks for getting us up so early to teach us that. That's how it works. But in real estate, let's take a look at Alberta for a second. The growth in population in Alberta is substantial, because you see the headlines, BC growing at a huge rate. Ontario's growth, huge. The population is exploding. But you don't see the Alberta thing. Because you know what? We're not as good at running around touting ourselves as growing. Because you know what? All the other provinces are PO'd at us already for having the lowest taxes, and the media is like that as well. My friend's the chief economist of the province, and we had Tony out at the last RAIN meeting. Do you guys enjoy him? Yeah. Oh, he's awesome, eh? He's the guy who physically writes the budget for the province. And we talk about how if they lower the taxes, how many phone calls they get from the chief economists from across the province. What are you, nuts, man? You're killing us. So they have to start spending it on infrastructure. Because the key is, Alberta is by far growing faster than any other province. So an indicator of potential growth and future growth is a population explosion. Now, look at Fort McMurray. And we're just picking, because it's a bizarre situation anyway. I mean, in Fort McMurray, there's 44,000 people there. It's 48 now, as of yesterday, because 44 the day before. It's just boom, boom, boom. Plus, half of them are living in ATCO trailers, and they're not even counted in that area. So when you see a huge explosion like that, you see a demand. Now, that's a microcosm. It's the same thing that's happening to Alberta. Alberta is Cayman Islands of Canada. People are setting up. We have more virtual residents in Alberta than any other province. And that's the people who sign their tax return to say, yes, December 31st, I was living in Alberta. They don't live here, but they say they are because they save substantial tax. Also, people, think about this. You've heard of family trusts and money offshore trusts, etc. Everybody heard of that? Yes or no? People across Canada, and now I was talking to Tony, he says people in the States are coming to Alberta and setting up their trusts in Alberta to take advantage of our economy and our tax regime. So if that's not an indication from outside Alberta that this is the place to be, nothing is. We're growing. People want to live here. And even if people don't want to live here and have the winters, they're still signing their tax returns saying that they live here. And that money goes into our coffers. And we're okay with that because then it goes back to hospitals and schools and roads and hopefully a train to Fort McMurray. You know what that'll do to Edmonton if they build that train? If they announce that train, buy everything you possibly can, northeast and right down to Leduc. Just do that whole route there because the jobs are going to explode. Anyway, overall increase in demand shows you. You look for all the stats. You start reading the newspaper a little differently. Or like some of you say, I don't bother reading the newspaper because you give me all the articles every month anyway. But the bottom line is look through every news article that you've got and tell you, is this a place that people want to move to? Or is there a transition going? Here, Alberta's economy is the hottest economy in North America. However, the cool thing about our economy is that we're the one province that escaped the inflation. Escaped this inflation because people want to move and live here, and our economics keep taxes down. Properties are actually getting cheaper to own here, even though the prices are going up. It's getting cheaper to own here from an affordability point of view. The economy's churning. We're spending more money per person in retail than anywhere else, and our inflation is low. People, this is a perfect storm that's going on. You've seen the movie with George Clooney. Ride the wave. Ride the wave. 9 years ago, whatever it was, we were saying, you know what? It's not quite there yet. It's not quite there yet. You can make some money, but now's the time. Analyze town's growth versus the provincial average. Just because it grew by 3%, who cares if you don't compare it to something? And look for announcements of major employers. Anybody want to know anything about Calgary? Should I skip this one? 82,000 new people expected in the next 5 years. So what happened is there was a 5-year period where we attracted about 80,000 people into the province. I mean, into Calgary. And then it plateaued, and we saw that, and that's why we had a real estate plateau. Now it's taking off again. The in-migration into this city is amazing what's going to happen. Condo sales are soaring. House prices up 11%. You look at it and kind of go, yeah, well, I guess it's too over. I guess it's late, too late. I guess I'll be Richard McTavish, like from the book, and say, I missed it. Well, sadly, we ain't seen nothing yet. And sadly, because the prices are going to go crazy. Look at this. If you were just off the street, Jim Bob, you didn't follow a system, you didn't do anything, you weren't creative, you bought an average piece of real estate. It was $237, $874. You just put 25% down, you went to the bank, put your $59,000 down. You bought one house. That's it. And we teach you how to buy 17. But one house. Your value increased $27,000 in 1 year. 1 year. Now, some of you, that's close to a salary. Or half a salary. Or for some of you, an eighth of a salary. But that was made just by getting in to the right market at the right time. Fundamentals. What was your ROI on that puppy for a year? Would anybody like 47% return on their money? Yes or no? Or is that going to get you rich quick? Yeah, sure, it won't get you rich quick, but it'll sure build your wealth. And that's where you want to be, is wealth creation. But look at this number. That's a $90 a day increase in your net worth. If you had just bought the property and done nothing else, you didn't cash flow it, you just broke even, did nothing else. You didn't learn all the secrets, the marketing secrets that we've got put together on how to rent it out for more money than in the market. $90 a day. Can anybody else deal with a $90 increase just kind of ching, ka-ching, ka-ching every day? Yes or no?
Yes.
It's fundamentals. But if you put that money in a market that was flat or money where market fundamentals were off, you would have missed out. Because you would have gone, my buddy in Calgary just made $90 a day. I just made $9. That's why the fundamentals are so important. Toronto, 3.4%. That's what they're expecting to increase. And Calgary, 6.7, which I believe is low. Edmonton, 7.3%. Completely different world. Edmonton, Calgary, Red Deer, compared to any other province in the country and really any other city in the U.S. And those are the conservative numbers because it's Scotiabank. But the reality is we ain't seen nothing yet. I think those numbers are low, and they're conservative. So what I'm saying is that if you get into this marketplace now, you can have a nice little ride. The second one I focus on is a transportation improvement. This is a fact, as if nothing else was a fact, but everything is a fact that I'm talking about. But this is a fact that has made me more money than anything else. And that is transportation improvement. I just follow transportation improvements, and the money just pours in. The wealth is just created. Transportation equals accessibility. But transportation is not just a new road or a new train track. Transportation is roads, airlines, the SuperNet, what you've all heard about. That SuperNet is going to drive small-town Alberta's economy. And the growth in small-town Alberta in the next little while is going to be incredible because there's also a new task force at the government that you might not know about because we're lucky enough to be plugged into the government, is that there's a new task force that's set up just to build small-town Alberta's economies and bring businesses out to small towns. Well, if you're in a town of 7,000 people and they bring in a plant that employs 500 people, is that not going to have a huge impact on that economy? Yeah? Compared to one that comes into Calgary and builds in 500 people? So you look for those kind of opportunities. And with the transportation, that internet, the SuperNet, as it's called, is going to be attracting those people out into these smaller towns. Because now distance is measured in minutes, not in kilometers. But transportation improvements, I always like to say this, follow the tracks for profits. And I said that for years and years and years, and finally somebody said, prove it. And I said, being competitive? Okay. So we took a look, a recent study of the Vancouver SkyTrain. You guys know that was built in 1986. And so we've had a nice long run to see what it does to population growth. Built in 1986, Vancouver to Surrey. Actually, 1986, it was Vancouver to New West. Noted population growth around the stations. Multifamily, single-family values skyrocketed because everybody wanted to live around 400 to 500 meters from a station, from transportation improvements. Does anyone know a city south of Red Deer that is going to be building and expanding their rail lines? Anybody? Lethbridge. No, Calgary. So I would probably get a map from the city and find out where it's going and go by at the other end and wait. It's that simple. Because look at these numbers. The average growth was 47%. That was the population growth. Around the stations and around the tracks and all along the tracks, stations were growing at Or population was growing at 137%. Joyce was 262%. Edmonds was 144%. And New West grew substantially. I think it was 107% or 108%. So you compare that growth to average growth of 47%. And what does that tell you that any transportation change does? I use transportation change as a major wealth creator for me. The Coquihalla Highway in British Columbia. People waited. They announced it. They were digging and building that stupid thing forever. But people still waited until it was finished before they bought at the other end. In Kamloops and Merritt, Kelowna on the 97A, all that stuff. The values didn't go up until after it was finished. Look for, in Edmonton, this ring road is being built come heck or high water. It's going to be built, and it is being built. And all these different areas are going to explode. This one here is just being finished now. Right here is the town of Devon. Devon suddenly is way closer to Edmonton than it ever has been. And do you think a town of 6,000 people might have a bit of a demand for lifestyle and people want to get out of the big city? Devon is the number two place in the top 10 towns to invest in all of the province, because of transportation change and because of the opportunities that lie there. Up here in this northeast quadrant, there is opportunity galore, because this isn't going to be built to, I believe, 2011. So you got lots of time to get in. Lots of time to get in. It's the same thing. Get the ring road picture from Calgary. Get the ring road, anything like that that changes your transportation.